Qasida Burda by Al-Busiri. Is it because of your remembrance of the neighbors of Di Salam that tears mixed with blood are flowing from your eyes? Or is it because of the breeze blowing from Kazima? Or is it the lightning struck in the darkness of the night, Idam? What has happened to your eyes? The more you tell them to stop, the more they continue flowing. What is the matter with your heart? The more you tell it to come to its senses, the more it is distracted. Does the lover think that his love can be concealed, while his eyes are shedding tears and his heart is glowing? Had it not been for the love, you would not have shed tears at the ruins of your beloved, nor would you become restless at the remembrance of the cypress tree, the high mountain. How do you deny love after the testimony borne against you by such reliable witnesses as yours and your illness? Love has ingrained two lines of fear and withered your face on your cheeks, like yellow rose and the reddish tree. Yes, thoughts of the beloved came to me at night and kept me awake, and love transforms pleasure into pain. Oh, you who reproach me regarding my love, excuse me. From me to you, if you do injustice, you would not reproach me. My state of love has been expressed to you. Now my secret is no longer concealed from those who malign me, nor is there something to check my agony. You have sincerely advised me. I did not heed it. For verily a lover is deaf to those who advise him. I regarded with suspicion the advice of the elders in reproaching me. Wisdom in the advice of the elders is above suspicion. Verily, my soul, which is laden evil, did not heed the advice. Due to its ignorance from the warning by gray hair and old age, and I have not prepared for good deeds a feast, for a guest that has lodged on my head, nor did I honor him. Had I known I would not be able to honor him, I would not have concealed my secret, which is exposed by dying. Who is there that can restrain my wayward self from its waywardness, just as unmanageable horses are restrained by reins? Do not try, through sinning, to subdue sensual desires. For verily, food only increases sensual desires. Yourself, desires, is like when breastfed, love's suckling, but when you wean it, will stop. Then stop its inclinations, and beware that it does not overpower you. Verily, lust, whenever it overpowers, it will kill or maim your character. And guard it while it is grazing in the field of actions. If it enjoys pasture, do not let it roam or graze freely. How often has pleasure been considered good, whereas it turned out to be deadly? Because he does not know that there is poison in the fat, and fear the evil of both hunger and satiation. For most times, hungers, poverty, is more evil than overeating, and shed tears from those eyes which have become full of forbidden sights, and regard it as obligatory upon yourself to guard your eyes from forbidden things, and oppose yourself, nafs and shaitan, and disobey them both. And if both of them give you sincere advice, regard it as lies, and do not obey them both, nafs and shaitan, as an enemy or as a wise person, for you know well the deception of such an enemy or a wise person. I seek forgiveness from Allah for such sayings, preachings, which I do not practice upon. For verily I have attributed, claimed, through this, offspring from a barren woman. I command you to do good, but I do not command myself to do the same. And I was not steadfast, so then of what use is my saying to you, be steadfast? And I made no provisions before death of voluntary worship. And I did not perform salat, nor did I fast, except what was obligatory. His birth distinctly showed his pure origin. Oh, the excellence of his beginning and his end! On that day, the Persians discovered that they were going to face misfortune, were warned with the approach of misfortune and punishment, and the walls of the palace of Kisra trembled and crumbled like how the army of Kisra was scattered, never to be united again. And the fire of the Persians took a cool breath, subsided and died out of regret, while the rivers of Persia had sleepless eyes from excessive sorrow. Sawa became grief-stricken with the drying up of its lake, and the thirsty water-bearer returned in anger with disappointment. It is as though fire became wet like water, due to grief, while water was affected by the blazing fire. And the jinn was shouting at the appearance of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the nur was glistening, and the truth appeared with these anwar and with these voices. The kafir became blind and deaf to the announcements of glad tidings, nor did they hear, and the lighting of warning was not seen by them, after their fortune-tellers had informed the people that their false religions would not stand. And even after they witnessed shooting stars on the horizon, falling just as their idols were falling on earth, so much so that they kept running from the path of Wahi, the devils, Shaitan, one after the other, as though in running away the Shaitan were the army of Abraha, or like that army put to flight upon whom Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam threw pebbles, which he threw after their making tasbih in his Mubarak hands. Like how Hadrat Yunus alaihi salam, when he made tasbih of Allah, was thrown out from the stomach of the swallowing fish. The trees answered his call, prostrating, walking towards him on shins without feet. It is through writing lines that were written with their branches calligraphically writing of his perfection, like the cloud following him wherever he went, sheltering him from the intense heat as that of an oven in a blazing summer. I take an oath of truth. By the moon that was split, it bears a connection with his heart, which shows the truth of my oath. What excellent qualities and noble deeds the cave contained in it, while every eye of the disbelievers was blind, him, the truth, Siddiq, and the true Siddiq in the cave were not seen by the disbelievers. And they were satiny. There is no one in the cave. And they thought a wild dove and a spider would not lay an egg or spin a web for the best of creation. The protection of Allah made him dispend with double from armors and high forts. Whenever time caused me any distress and I took refuge in him, I received shelter from him, which was not misused. I did not ask for the wealth of the two worlds from his hand, but I received a great gift, the best hand that was ever kissed. Do not deny that his dreams are revelations, Wahi, for verily his heart does not sleep when eyes sleep. And this was at the period of puberty of his prophethood. At that time dreams cannot be denied. Great are the blessings of Allah that wahi is nor earned, nor was any Nabi accused of lying when giving knowledge of the unseen. His miracles are completely clear, not hidden from anyone. Without it, justice cannot be established amongst people. How often has his hand granted freedom, cure from disease by his touch, and set free the insane from the chains and fetters of insanity? He revived the starving year of famine through his dua, until it resembled a white spot on black times. By means of a cloud which rained so abundantly, you would think large rivers gushing forth from the sea, or like the torrential flood of Arim. Allow me to describe the miracles of him, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, exposed, like the lighting of fires on the hillside at night for guests. The beauty of a pearl is further enhanced in a necklace, but its value does not diminish in the least when not strung on a necklace. So why should the ambitions of those who praise not increase towards that which him, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, has of noble character and good habits? Verses of truth from me, most merciful, Allah Ta'ala, newly heard, as well as being eternal, which is quality of Allah, who is described with eternity. It is not connected with any period of time, while it informs us about the hereafter, as well as of Ad and Iram, which remains with us forever. Therefore, it is superior to every miracle of the other Nabis, for which their miracles came but did not remain. Absolutely clear as evidence, so it did not leave room for any doubts by the enemies, nor so they require any judge. No one opposed it ever except for the vehement enemy, due to the enmity of the enemy towards it, but that he refrained from its seeking a truce. Its eloquence refuted the accusations of its objectors. Just as a respectable man keeps off the hand of a transgressor from his harem, its meaning is like the waves of the ocean in helping one another, and the Quran transcends the jewels of the sea in beauty and value. Its wonders cannot be counted nor comprehended, nor would you be satiated by its constant repetition. It cools the eye of its reciter, so I said to him, "You have succeeded with the hope of Allah, therefore hold steadfast onto it. If you recite it due to fear of the heat of blazing fire, then you have doused the blazing fire with its cool water. It is the Huz-e-Kauthar with which faces are illuminated. Of the sinners, even though they came to it with faces black as coal, it is like the straight bridge, like the scales in equilibrium. Justice, without which amongst man cannot be established, do not be astonished if the jealous person rejects it, feigning ignorance while they are shrewd. Verily, the eye rejects the ray of the sun due to dust. The mouth rejects the sweet taste of water due to sickness. You, the best of those whose court seekers of bounties resort, running the mounted on the backs of fast camels, and oh, you, is the greatest sign for he who takes a lesson, and oh, you, who is the greatest bounty for a person who avails himself of it. You traveled by night from one sacred place to another, as the full moon travels through intense darkness, and you continued ascending until you attained a position at the distance of 2 cubits length, as has never been attained nor sought. And you preferred due to your position by all the Ambiya and Rasuls, just as a servant gives preference to his master. You passed the 7 heavens with them, in a procession in which you were the standard-bearer, until you left no goal, for any competitor to strive for in closeness, nor any room for ascent for anyone to advance. You made inferior every position by your advance, when you were invited to his majestic and unique position, so that you may be successful in reaching the most concealed from all eyes and secrets well concealed. So you acquired every status worthy of pride unrivaled, and you surpassed every position which none other passed. And extremely excellent were the ranks that were granted to you, and uncomprehensible are those bounties which conferred upon you. Glad tidings be to us, O people of Islam. We have, by the grace of Allah, a pillar which is indestructible. When Allah called, the one who invited us, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to his worship. Because of the noblest of messengers, we are the noblest of ummats. The hearts of his enemies were struck with terror at the news of his advent, just as a heedless goat that had strayed the herd becomes scared to a sudden alarm. He never ceased to encounter them at every battle, until by the effects of lances they were like meat on a chopping block. They loved fleeing, that they would envy the corpses that were carried away by vultures and eagles. Nights would pass without them knowing number, as long as it was not nights of the sacred months, Ashur-e-Hurum. It is as though the religion of Islam was a guest that visited their house, with every brave warrior greedy for the flesh of the enemy. He used to lead an ocean of an army on galloping horses. They would strike the enemy with a massive wave of brave warriors, of every volunteer having hope of reward from Allah, fighting to exterminate the roots of Kufir and to destroy it, until the religion of Islam became of them, reunited after her estrangement with her family. Always taken care of by an affectionate father and a loving husband, so she did not suffer from orphanhood nor widowhood. They were mountains, so ask about them from him who fought them. What was his experience with them in each contest? Ask them about the condition of Hunan, Badr, Uhad. The verdict death for them was more severe than an epidemic. They made their white shining swords red with blood after they were plunged into every black lock of hair of their enemies. And they write with arrows and calligraphic writing on those of the bodies which was left out, by their pens, like undotted letters, completely clad with weapons, they had characteristic marks to distinguish them, like a rose and distinguished by characteristic marks from a thorn tree. The winds of help from Allah would guide you to their fragrance. So you would think every brave man to be a flower in the bud, as though they were, when on horseback, like plants on hills, on account of the strength and bravery, not because of the tightness of their saddles. The hearts of the enemies flew into terror due to their prowess, so they could not make distinction between a lamb and a mighty warrior. And the person who has the help of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with him, even if a lion meets him in its den, it begins to fear, and you would never see a friend not assisted by him, nor would you find an enemy but in pieces. He lodged his ummah in the fort of his religion, like a lion which lodges with its cubs in a jungle. How many queries did the words of Allah have with defiers concerning him, and the clear evidence of Allah disputed many a plaintiff. It is sufficient for you as a miracle to have so vast knowledge in an unlettered person, in the period of ignorance, and such noble etiquettes in an orphan. I served him with praise, by means of which I ask to be pardoned. The sins of a life passed in poetry and serving others, as these two have garlanded me with that consequence which I fear. As though I am, due to it, poetry and serving others, a sacrificial animal, I obeyed the misleading passions of youth in both conditions, and I did not, I achieved but sin and remorse. Oh, the great regret of my soul in its transaction! It did not purchase Dean with the world, nor had I negotiated for it. The person who sells his future for his present, his being defrauded in the sale and its negotiation. If I had committed any sin, my covenant is not likely to be violated. With my Nabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and nor is it my rope broken. For verily, I have a security from him due to my name being Muhammad. While he is the most faithful of mankind in fulfilling his promise, if at my resurrection he should not take me by my hand out of kindness, then say, O, the slipping of my foot, I seek the sanctuary in Allah. That he should deprive one who is hopeful of his graces, or that his neighbor return from him dishonored. And since I have devoted my thoughts to his praises, I have found him to be best sanctuary for my salvation. His bounty will never escape from my hand, which has been soiled. For verily, rain causes flowers to bloom on rocks, and I did seek the flowers of the world which were plucked by the hands of Zuhair through his praises of Haram. Most generous of mankind, I have no one to take refuge in except you at occurrence of widespread calamity. And O Messenger of Allah, your exalted status will not diminish because of me, intercession on my behalf. When most bountiful Allah Ta'ala will manifest himself by the name of the Punisher. For verily amongst your bounties is this world and the hereafter, and part of your knowledge is knowledge of the preserved tablet and the pen. O my soul, do not become despondent due to your grievous sins. Verily, major sins, when pardoned, are minor. Perhaps the mercy of my Lord, when distributed, would be distributed in proportion to these sins. O my Lord Sustainer, make my hopes not unfulfilled by you, and make my reckoning of deeds not destructive. Be kind to your servant in both worlds, for verily his patience, when called upon by hardships, runs away. So order clouds of blessings from you perpetually upon Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam abundantly and gently, and upon his family, his sahaba, then upon those who follow them. The people of piety, knowledge, clemency, and generosity, then be pleased with Abu Bakr and Omar radiallahu anhuma, and Ali and Uthman radiallahu anhuma, the people of nobility. As long as the easterly breeze makes the branches of the cypress rustle, and as long as the camel riders make their camels march with the enchanting songs, forgive its writer and its reader. I ask of you all goodness, O you, the most generous and most munificent.